This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We're continuing this book, The Wabid al-Sayyib wa Raf'a al-Kalim al-Tayyib, A Shower of Good Utterances. That is a book that primarily deals with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we embark and go further into it, we are still in the introduction of Ibn al-Qayyim talking about virtuous actions and actions of the heart and some of the particularities of servitude. And now he has reached the part of speaking about ta'zim al-amr wal-nahi, making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala great in your life. Because he mentioned ta'zim al-amr wal-nahi, making the order and the prohibitions great in your life. But then he said that will never happen except if one makes the ta'zim of the amr al-nahi. One makes the one that is prescribed and legislated the orders and prohibitions. That is the only ultimate, or let's say strongest way, that the individual will stay away from the haram and perform the permissible when they make Allah great in their life. So he continues here and he moves on to speak about the mukaffirat and speaking about the expiations of sins. He says here, rahimahullah, وَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعْلَمَ أَنَّ سَائِرَ الْأَعْمَالِ تَجْرِي هَذَا الْمَجْرَى فَتَفَاضُلُ الْأَعْمَالِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِتَفَاضُلِ مَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ وَتَوَابِعِهَا. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and it's important to know that it is known that all the other actions take this particular way. Meaning, because he mentioned hadith earlier, and this hadith is important for us, particularly with salah. And I'll just read the hadith because he makes qiyas, an analogy on this hadith, for all actions in Islam. The hadith is as follows. It's on Musnad Imam Ahmed and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other than him, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal 'abda la yusalli salah ma kutiba lahu illa nisfuha illa thuluthuha illa rub'uha illa khumsuha hatta balagha ushraha." That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that verily the servant will pray a prayer and nothing is written for him except a half of it, a third of it, a fourth of it, a fifth of it, until he reached a tenth of it. This is to show that only a portion is accepted because what? The khushu'. So it doesn't mean that it's 100% all of the time when you're praying. He said, "Inna al-'abda la yusalli salah," because there will be things that will distract him. There will be things that will take them away from their undivided attention. And then Ibn al-Qayyim says, this hadith is showing that an action that you may perform, it may only be a portion of it that is accepted by Allah. And he says, وَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعْلَمْ, it is important that it is known that all of the other actions, تَجْرِي هَذَا الْمَجْرَى, that they all take this same methodology and understanding, whatever action it is. And then he says here, فَتَفَى, and then he gives a qaida, a general rule and guideline in regards to actions. He says, فَتَفَاضُلُ الْأَعْمَالِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بِتَفَاضُلِ مَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ وَتَوَابِئِهَا. So the virtue of actions in with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent on the virtue of that which is in the heart, from iman, sincerity, love, and all that follows it. So there's levels of love, there's levels of iman. So the virtue of the action is dependent upon the intensity of those elements within your heart. So when you come to salah, for example, and your love of Allah, your ikhlas in rak'at al-ula was amazing, and no one knows except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then rak'at al-thaniyah, you thought about that you left the stove on, or that someone made you upset, and you started to think about that, right? Or you started to think about Muslims in a certain place in the world, and you're asking Allah why. Your why at that moment was a why of like, why are you doing this? But then you say, astaghfirullah, and then you trust in Allah. This all is happening during the course of the prayer. And this is what is supposed to happen. Jihad the nafs. Fighting the self. In an action of worship. Undivided attention. To where speaking is haram. Speaking to someone is haram when you're in salah. It yabtul salah. It nullifies the prayer. You have to start over. So that is the importance here. Where Ibn al-Qayyim makes that analogy. So it's important for us to remember that hadith in regards to actions. And then he moves on to another subject matter. This is where he talks about expiations. He says, وَهَذَا الْعَمَلِ الْكَامِلِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُكَفِّرُ تَكْفِيرًا كَامِلًا وَالنَّاقِسُ بِحَسَبِهِ. And he says, that complete action is what will receive complete expiation. And then he says, and the deficient situation will be accordingly. So if you did an action that is complete with all of these things, these actions of worship within the prayer, then you receive complete expiation. Now he's moving on to expiations of sin. Expiation is where an act of good that you do erases a previous act, a bad act, for example. And we find this in many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, وَبِهَاتَيْنِ الْقَائِدَتَيْنِ تَزُولُ الْإِشْكَالَاتُ كَثِيرًا وَهُمَا تَفَاضُ الْأَعْمَالِ بِتَفَاضُ لِمَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ مِنْ حَقَائِقِ الْإِيمَانِ. So the first thing he says, and with these two general rules or guidelines, all of these problems will be relinquished. The problems that you may be understanding in regards to actions being accepted will be relinquished. There's going to be no problem. You will understand it. And he says, with these two guidelines, the first of them being, تَفَاضُ الْأَعْمَالِ بِتَفَاضُ لِمَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ, we just talked about. The virtue of the actions is contingent and dependent upon the intensity of that of what is in the heart from the reality of iman. And then he says, the second qaida, وَتَكْفِيرُ الْعَمَلِ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ بِحَسَبِ كَمَالِهِ وَنُقْصَانِ. And he says, and they relinquish the expiation of an action from the evil is dependent upon how complete it is and how deficient it is. So the first one is the virtue of the action is dependent upon what is in your heart from the ikhlas and the love. And then also that action of itself can serve as an expiation for previous sins dependent on how complete that action was. Does everyone follow me? He says those are the two qaida. And he says, وَبِهَذَا يَزُولُ الْإِشْكَالَ الَّذِي يُرِدُهُ مَنْ نَقَصَ حَظُّهُ مِنْ هَذَا الْبَابِ عَلَى الْحَدِيثِ. And then he says, and with this, these two rules or guidelines, he says the problem that faces a lot of people basically in regards to a particular hadith, and the hadith is as follows. إِنَّ صَوْمَ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةَ تُكَفِّرُ سَنَتَيْنِ وَيَوْمُ عَشُرَى يُكَفِّرُ سَنَةً. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said that verily fasting the day of Arafah, يُكَفِّرُ سَنَتَيْنِ. What does that mean? What about 2 years? What does it do? Right. Fasting Yom Arafah, what does it give you? Forgiveness for? Sanatain, right? وَيَوْمُ عَشُرَى يُكَفِّرُ سَنَةً. And the day of Ashura, fasting the day of Ashura, relinquishes or is expiation for one sin. There's other athar where the Prophet ﷺ said that Arafah expiates the sins that are before and after that year. And then Yom Ashura is an expiation for the sins of the previous year. Right? So then he goes on to say, قَالُوا فَإِذَا كَانَ دَأْبُهُ دَائِمًا أَنْ يَسُومَ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةً فَصَامَهُ وَصَامَ يَوْمَ عَشُرَى فَكَيْفَ يَقَعُ تَكْفِيرُ ثَلَاثِ سَنَوَاتِ ثَلَاثِ سَنِينَ كُلُّ سَنَةِ. So he said, someone may ask the question, if someone always fasts the day of Arafah and the day of Ashura, okay, then how is it that they're receiving expiation for 3 years in 1 year? Did you understand that? Right? So how is it that he received expiation for 3 years in 1 year? So Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, what we just learned from these two guidelines, a virtue of action is dependent on the intensity in the heart, and also it can relinquish the sins based on how complete the action was. He says, وَأَجَابَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ هَذَا بِأَنَّ مَا فَضَلَ عَنِ التَّكْفِيرِ يَنَالُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَةِ. So some scholars answered that مَا فَضَلَ عَنِ التَّكْفِيرِ, whatever is left over from the expiation, he will receive higher levels. It'll receive reward on top of that as well. And this is important. This is so important in regards to how we understand and deal with the nusus of the Quran and the Sunnah. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ said 3 years. But then someone will say, how 3 years? One, it doesn't make what? Sense. But we take it back to the basics. And this is why the names and attributes of Allah are so important. One of the names of Allah is Al-Wasir. Al-Wasir. That Allah is what? He is the one that is abundant. Meaning that He gives in abundance. He gives in abundance. Very important rule. The manifestation of God's actions is not dependent upon our intellectual capacity. One will say, okay, Allah is abundant. But how will He be abundant if I have 3 years expiation in 1 year? Doesn't make sense. You understand that? You are determining and basing an attribute of Allah that is endless and in reality incomprehensible based on your intellect, your limited mathematical intellect. Right? This is very important because sometimes we'll say, how will this happen? But when we learn the foundation of the names and attributes of Allah, the foundation of these names is that they are in reality beyond your comprehension in regards to the kaif. Does everyone understand that? And that's why when Imam Malik was asked about the istiwa of Allah, when Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, then Allah raised upon His throne. He said, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ مَعْلُومٌ وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولٌ وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. He said that istiwa, then Allah raising above His throne, is known. Because Allah said it in the Quran. وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولٌ. And the how He does it is unknown. And then He even said, and asking about it is an innovation. Because how Allah does stuff, it is not so important for us to know. It is important for us to know that He does it and that He's capable. هو القدير. فوسعه له قدرة على الوسع. Another name of Allah is Al-Qadir. He has ability to do anything He wants. So if it's 3 years, 1 year, the reality of it is beyond our capabilities. We just accept it and do it. Because someone will say, well, if I'm going to get the 2 years, why fast for 1 year? Right? Khalas, I get the 2 years, 1 year. I think 2 years is enough in a year. Maybe, I don't know. And that's where he's about to get to. That's another thing. And that's where Ibn Qayyim gets to. He says here, وَيَا اللَّهُ الْعَجَبُ فَلَيْتَ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَتَى بِهَذِهِ الْمُكَفِّرَاتِ كُلِّهَا أَن تُكَفَّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتُهُ بِاجْتِمَاعِ بَعْضِهَا لَبَعْضِ. He's saying it's so amazing. Ya Allah, so amazing. Oh, we only hope that if the servant was to come with all of these expiations, that his sinful actions will be expiated with all of them collectively. Firstly, are we even doing it with ikhlas? بِتَفَاضُلِ مَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ. The first thing. Are we even doing it with sincerity? That fasting that you did, Yom Ashura. Was the whole day sincere and full of mahabba and iman and ikhlas? No, there was rubuha, thulthuha, there was a third. There was, back to the hadith. Right? Okay, what about Yawm Arafah? When you're on Arafah, someone was bugging you. You're making dua, you're looking over, man, these people. The action in and of itself, only a fraction of it. That's why this hadith is so important. You understand? That's the knowledge of a scholar. That's the knowledge of the mutaqaddimin. Ibn Qayyim Rahim, using this hadith to explain some very important guidelines, qawaid, in regards to ibadah. So I'll stop here, inshallah. But it's important to understand the whole concept of expiations and just some examples of expiations in Islam that we do on a daily basis. So the Prophet ﷺ said, As-salatu as-salat, al-mukaffirat ma baynahuma. One prayer to the next is an expiation for what is between them. He said, Al-jum'ati al-jum'ati. مُكَفِّرَاتٍ لِمَا بَيْنُهُمَا فَلَهُ نُورٌ بَيْنَ جُمْعَةٍ جُمْعَةٍ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. From Jum'ah ila Jum'ah, there will be a nur for that person. And there will be an expiation for that individual. Walking to the masjid, what's the expiation for walking to the masjid? One step is a reward, and the other step is what? Relinquishes sin. Relinquish is an expiation for one's sin, right? So all of these are opportunities of expiation. And then the action in and of itself, if one has a thuluth of a, right, there will be a level of expiation, of relinquishing of sins from that. So this ultimately shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants good for us and gives us so many opportunities to be the best versions of ourselves for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are sincere to Him and allow this action of sincerity to be a guiding light for us throughout all of our actions that we do in this life. Innahu waliyyu dhalika. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakallahu khairan.